What have you tuned into, are you wondering? Well, you found a public radio tradition from Pittsburgh, a mix of acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performance, including Sue Gartland and Eve Goodman coming up in just a moment. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Gemini Theater in Point Breeze and its upcoming production of Babes in Toyland, the holiday classic, a family-friendly interactive performance running today and tomorrow and the 26th and 27th, Saturday and Sunday afternoons. More information is available at 412-243-5201. Thank you if you have been among the 161 people that have supported the Saturday Light Brigade. Just once per year, we have a quiet, mostly off-air fundraising campaign that starts in mid-October and concludes officially on December 31st. And with 12 days left, we are about $4,000 away from our goal, which is terrific. We're about 82% more or less there. If it's within your budget and heart to make a contribution, I hope you'll consider doing it. Maybe you enjoy the puzzles we have early Saturday mornings. Maybe the kids who you heard in the last half hour in the schools that we went to visit. That's just the tip of the iceberg from the things we do during the week. Or maybe it was hearing Jamie and Will playing live in our last hour. You have your own reason. You're tuned in for that reason. Thank you for doing that. It's so easy to make a contribution. We've had them from $5 to $25 to $50 to $100 to $1,000. The amount's up to you. The key thing is when you do contribute, it's really doubly effective. First, you help to support the operations directly here, and that's extremely important to keep us going. But secondly, the very act of your doing so helps us demonstrate to foundations and other large supporters that people care about this kind of radio and what we do. So if you'd like to make that act today, I hope you'll consider doing it. It's easy. You can either call Ricky. I'll give you the phone number in a moment. She'll take your address and send you an envelope in which you can return a check, or she'll take credit card information. Or you can go to a special secure website, donate.slbradio.org, donate.slbradio.org. There you'll find a way to contribute by PayPal or by other major credit card and addresses if you would like to send the check. Or call Ricky, 412-586-6300. Or 1-888-SLBRADIO. We've had a lot of people contributing for the first time this year, which is terrific. And if you're a longtime listener and haven't contributed, that's fine. This is why we have these campaigns, to make it especially easy. Donate.slbradio.org or 412-586-6300. Now, a pleasure, and thank you if you've already contributed or if you're planning to do so. Sue Gartland is just one of Pittsburgh's great voices and a terrific songwriter as well. And it's a special treat. You know, I've been wanting to have Sue back for a long time, and then, you know, for about a month or so on our internal booking calendar, you know, Sue Gartland. I think, great. It's there. And then I read the fine print earlier this week. Oh, Eve Goodman's going to be here too. And then I got doubly happy. The two of them have been on the folk and acoustic music scene here for quite some time and are just both brilliant players and writers, strong women whose music never fails to captivate me. And I think you. So here's Sue and Eve.
I had a dream. I had a dream last night. It was a dream where everything felt right, and I saw a car was my father's car, and I saw a car. It was my father's car, and I saw a car. It was my father's Ford Fairlane. It had a it was red. The exterior was white with him at the wheel. It was my father's world with him at the wheel. It was my father's world with him at the wheel. It was my $62,500 Fairlane. He bought that car brand new. A V8 engine with bucket seats and silver hubcaps too. I had a dream. I had a dream last night. It was a dream. I saw a car. It was my father's car with him at the wheel. It was my father's world, I swear I could feel the wind in my father's Ford Fairlane. We took a drive across the USA. We took a drive. We left Southwest PA. We followed the sun. We traveled from coast to coast. We ran with the wind. We traveled back home again. We followed the stars.
Was it fun to watch the two of you do that? Because for one, you looked like, I think you were having fun doing it together. How long have you two been playing together?
Three or four years.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't say, like, well, 3.5 minutes or so with another
just yesterday.
With another 45 minutes to go. But that song, Sue, and I know we've talked about that song before, is so evocative. And, you know, I immediately think back to, you know, the 63 tannish-colored Dodge Coronet with the push-button transmission. Greg Brown actually has a song that talks about a car similar to that, but that my dad drove. And, you know, I can remember how that car smelled. I can remember the pattern on the fabric of the vinyl in the back seat. I mean, it's just incredible how clear that is. And I suspect that car is that way for you, too.
Well, it the funny thing is that, you know, I was so young when my father had this car, and, you know, it's been years and years and years since we've had that car. You know, it was a 1962 Ford Fairlane, so he doesn't have it anymore. But the fact that I would have a dream about the car just, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, all of a sudden start thinking about it, was the really odd thing, you know, because I really, you know, didn't spend too much time thinking about that car. It was just part of my childhood and my memories, but not something I dwelled on. But to have this dream about it and then to be able to write a song about it was pretty incredible to me. You
know? Yeah, it's both exciting and terrifying to think that there are things in your head that are going to come bubbling out when you least expect it. I'm not sure which it is more.
Yeah.
But did your dad's still living, right?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. What does he think of that song?
Well, he doesn't say too much about it, but I know that he was really thrilled that I wrote the song. He's a you know, he loves his cars. He takes care of his cars and very proud of his cars. So I think it was he was, you know, happy that I wrote the song, but I think more so it was about our life in the car, because I grew up in the military and we traveled all over the place, and I think that was more meaningful to him than so much about the car, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having a touchstone like that, mm-hmm. and remembering that. Eve, do you have any car memories? Do you remember, like, the first car? Did you have an attachment to a car as a kid? Might not happen with everybody.
My parents had a Ford Mustang, 67 Ford Mustang.
That's a nice car.
Great shape, and it got stolen twice. The first time, this was when we were living in Boston, and the first time it was just a joyride, and, you know, we got it back. But then the second time, they knew what they were getting, and we never found it.
And that's probably par for the course, or par for the cost, mm-hmm. in Boston,
yes,
I would think.
Right.
Which is, it's the only city ever that I felt comfortable driving in, because my diminished driving skills were right at home in Boston. Not to say that they're bad drivers, but I just...
they're unique.
Yes, I'm known for U-turns and... Uh-huh. Things like that.
Yeah.
Sue has an album called Ford Fairlane, which that song is on. And then also a really cool Christmas CD called Christmas with Sue Garland. And it contains a lot of songs you don't typically hear. Those are, it's a neat CD, and we'll try to play a song sometime this hour from it. That had to be a lot of fun for you to put together.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do
Snowing.
We're going to do one of the Christmas songs off of this.
Yeah, I have a feeling, because I see a ukulele.
Yes.
I'll bet I know which one it's going to be.
And Eve's ukulele is featured on the CD.
Ah.
Yes, it has a life of its own.
By the way, how was it outside this morning? You've been out more recently than me. Is it pretty?
Lots of snow.
It's
beautiful.
I can't wait to go play in the park with my dogs.
Yeah, it was beautiful this morning, too, early this morning.
Still coming down, I think, so... This is a song called Snowing in Hawaii, which I think it does snow in some places in Hawaii, up in the mountains, I believe, way, way, way up in the mountains. So.
Mm-hmm. There's an Arctic breeze a-blowing that's uncommon for this land. There's a frost on all the palm trees, there's a dusting on the ash. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass. You just shake and watch a snow fly and swirl around and round. You shake some more, you watch the snow fall silent to the ground. It's a holiday delusion in a world that moves too fast. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass. It's snowing in Hawaii, it's just that time of year when friends and family do their best to show goodwill and cheer. It's a time for celebration in a world that moves too fast. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass. You just shake and watch a snow fly and swirl around and round. You shake some more, you watch the snow fall silent to the ground. It's a holiday delusion in a world that moves too fast. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass. You just shake and watch a snow fly and swirl around and round. You shake some more, you watch the snow fall silent to the ground. It's a holiday delusion in a world that moves too fast. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass. It's a tropical illusion in a snow globe made of glass.
Song. Sue, is that yours? Or did,
yes.
That's
yes.
A great song. That song sounds like it's been around a lot longer than it probably has. And you two really sing tightly together. Did you discover when you met each other? I mean, was that pretty instant? Really, your voices really complement each other exceptionally well. And I don't know. It seems to me I don't sing with other people, but if I did, I guess I do sometimes, like at a baseball game or something. But it's got to be hard to find somebody you really are. I would think that you're really comfortable singing duets with or closely with. Some come easier than others.
We're part of we're two-fifths of a performing group called the Riveting Rosies.
Indeed, we love the Rosies.
Thank you. And it's Heather. The other members are Heather Croft,
Tracy,
Janet Ingram, and Tracy Drock. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's where we've gotten our experience from.
I guess we've become comfortable with each other, singing with each other because of that. Yeah, so. Practicing.
Yeah, I just think it as you sing out and singing as directly and straightforwardly as you are with another person to boot. It's just fun to watch and and to listen to. It's 28 after 11. Sue Gartland is here. Eve Goodman is here as well. Sue, I forget what brought you to Pittsburgh. You had this amazing do you know how many schools you went to growing up?
Oh, golly. at 9, maybe 10, something.
This is
around 9.
K through 12?
Yes. Well, K through 12, probably about 12, but yeah.
That's amazing when, as somebody who was in the same school district for his entire, K through 12, I'm the opposite. So you had to make a lot of new friends and get accustomed to new people and places.
Yeah, I was kind of shy, though. I kind of stayed to myself.
Well, that probably, yeah. I'd like to become your friend, but I'll be out of here in 11 months, right?
Yeah.
And what was the sequence of events that got you here?
Well, my father is originally from Pittsburgh, so when he retired from the military, he brought us back here to live. My mother's from North Carolina, so they wanted to settle here, so hence we came here.
Well, that's yeah. Great, mm-hmm. And I'm glad you're staying here. Mm-hmm. I know Eve is here by way of Boston. We've talked about that before. Sue, when did you start playing and writing?
Well, I picked up the guitar when I was about 12, and started fiddling around with it. But I started writing when I was a teenager in high school.
And what's your output like these days? I know you have a song on the new Calliope anthology from the Songwriter Circle. Are you working towards another CD now? Or?
Not at the moment, but eventually I'd like to. Yeah, I have some newer songs that I've written that I'd like to get recorded and put another CD together.
What's your process like as you, if you feel you have one? Do you find yourself trying? I always use Brad Yoder as not necessarily a benchmark, but Brad, you guys both know Brad, longtime Pittsburgh singer and songwriter. And Brad, I'm going to write a song every month. That's my goal. I'm going to get it done. And you almost imagine, he's on Tin Pan Alley, cranking them out. not quite, but. Do you sort of keep track of themes or ideas?
I'd like to write a song every month, but it doesn't seem to work out that way. It depends. Sometimes it's because of the songwriters, Pittsburgh Songwriters group I belong to, we do get a theme once a month, and that is really helpful, to have that push. But sometimes, the song will just come to you, like an idea will pop into your head. Or, a lot of times I'll hear somebody say something, and just the phrase will make me, I'll think, that would make a great song, something like that. So it's all different ways songs come to you.
It's incredible. And those moments, I think, come when you're not really looking for them, too, as you're just going through life. We were talking with some kids at Urban Youth Action, which is a youth program downtown. We were talking about friendships, and we spent a long time talking about friendships. And one aspect we concluded about this is usually the best friends you have are people you met by accident. It was completely serendipitous. And probably, I would imagine, some of the best songs almost come by accident, or at least the topic, I would think.
I think so. Yeah, when you're not trying, I think that's when the best songs come. Yeah, I think so.
Sue Gartland is here. It's 11:31. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade on Public Radio. Eve Goodman's here, too. Thanks to Chuck and Mercer for your contribution. We appreciate your phoning as our annual appeal winds up in the last 12 days of the year. There is a winter weather advisory today. For southwestern Pennsylvania, Muskingum, Ohio, also parts of Virginia, the West Virginia Panhandle, and central Pennsylvania as well, with 3 to 5 inches of snow expected in the Pittsburgh area by tonight, less so north and west of here. So take care if you're driving or heading anywhere today. What would you like to do next, Sue?
We're going to do Lillian, a song called Lillian. And this is a song about a person I met about 10 years ago or so, a woman who would frequent the soup kitchen. And so I wrote this song for her. I don't know that she's ever heard it.
I remember
it's
this
for
is
Lily.
It's a beautiful song.
Thanks.
Lillian wears garden gloves and canvas tennis shoes, and heavy coats with knitted scarves, not one but mostly two. And Lillian has hair of gray, her eyes are snow. Like me and you. Now Lillian did household chores and made up people's beds. She'd hurry home at half past dark to keep her family fed. Then Lillian would kiss the as they pray, the quiet sleep in their souls to keep, while in their beds they lay. Miss Lillian, she's a lot like me and you. Her wishes and her dreams, you know, they didn't all come true. Life that brought her down, and it's life that gets her through. Miss Lillian, she's a lot like me and you. Now Lillian walks through the park for lunch that's served at noon. Every night at half past dark, she in that park too. Then Lillian looks at the moon and she begins to pray for quiet sleep and her soul to keep and a home where she can stay. Miss Lillian, she's a lot like me. Life that brought her down, and it's life that gets her through. Miss Lillian, she's a lot like me and you. So if you see her on the street, don't look the other way. And if you ask her how she feels, this is say, ain't got no home, ain't got no man, I'm all alone, I'm all I am. Now Lillian wears plastic rings and clothes and look like rags. Like
Sue Gartland and Eve Goodman, Lillian, the name of the song. Did you work at that mission or volunteer there?
I did. I worked there for about 10 or 12 years. I worked there.
That's something I've always wanted to do and have not found. There are a lot of occupational hazards. I joke about being here Saturday morning, and one is that it prevents me from a lot of my time is taken, not regretfully, but it sometimes I'm not able to do things like that. That had to be an incredible experience for you, the people that you would meet and see.
It was. It was a real eye-opener for me, you know. I was never really, I didn't grow up in an urban area, so, you know, I was kind of sheltered as a child, I guess you could say. So it was, I learned a lot about myself, you know, and how people, we're just so much alike, no matter what walk of life we're in, we all feel the same and love the same and, you know, hurt the same. We're just people.
Yeah, it's incredible when you strip away all of the veneer and what eventually remains, which is the same. The thing that always strikes me, too, while I haven't had nearly the experience you've had working with folks, is just how close many people are in terms of the thin line between abject poverty and being able to support yourself. Mm. And especially these days where, you know, many families are hungry for 10 days out of the month, as opposed to all the time, as people work harder to make ends meet. That's a good song because it really puts you in the shoes of a real person, helping to understand that person. I know you played... I think it was just last week you were out playing. Are you playing anywhere today or in the week ahead? Things kind of slow down a little bit.
New Year's Eve, I'll be downtown with the Calliope Songwriters in the round.
Oh, terrific.
For first night at the Cultural Trust Building. I'm pretty excited about that. You know.
That should be fun. Are you going to be there too, Eve?
I think I'll go see Sue.
Oh, yeah. you could barge your way onto the stage. Well, that should be terrific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Songwriters Circle, we should mention, you all still meeting at Bloomfield Bridge Tavern. You know, it's great to go there. You can listen. You can participate. You can lurk. But it's a lot of fun because it's really neat to hear people try songs out for size the first time. And you get to hear them when they're fresh and watch them evolve a little bit. And if you are a songwriter, and even if you're, you know, a teenager, certainly if you're an adult as well, it's a good group to get involved with.
It is.
CallliopeHouse.org is where you can get more information on that. And the themes have got to be very helpful.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they're... Well, it's interesting to see like one theme and then 15 to 20 different perspectives on that theme. You know, people come back with, you know, you think, oh, I would have never thought of that. Or, you know, so that's an interesting thing to see how a writer can come from so many different avenues.
Yeah. What's an example of a typical theme?
Okay. When I wrote the song Ford Fairlane, the theme for the month was Southwest PA. So I didn't write a song about Southwest PA, but I slipped that word in there. I don't know if you noticed that. Just so it would qualify.
I think you're allowed to cover outside the lines.
But like water is a theme. Food was a theme one month, and that's how I ended up writing my fast food song, because the food was the theme. Write a song about from a newspaper article, you know, just so many different. Somebody will just throw something out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I was going to say so. There's some collaboration in terms of determining the themes and what they're going to be. I mean, there isn't a theme master that's in charge of all the themes.
Oh no, it's like Somebody think of a theme.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to do that. I would love to come up with themes to give to people. I could think of board games. I want 15 songs about board games.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've never done that one. Or
you're hearing the voice of Sue Gartland and the giggling of Eve Goodman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I've been debating, Sue, whether I want to ask you this question or not, but I decided I'm going to. How's that for a tease, huh? Tell me about the turtles.
Oh, the turtles.
There's a reference on Ford Fairlane that I've read when the CD first came out. Let me find it. After thanking many people, Sue writes, "And to the maker of turtles," in quotes, "who gives me the inspiration to write, to sing, and to keep on writing," who is the maker of turtles?
Well, God.
Well,
the creator.
Okay. Yeah. I figured that. But is the reference as maker of turtles significant? That's a new one for me.
Well, that's part. It's a lyric out of the song, my song Myrtle and Hubert, which is about my two pet turtles.
I didn't make that connection at all. I didn't.
Yeah.
See, I was reading a lot more into that, like the slow process of songwriting or something. I didn't make that connection.
Yeah. No, not that deep. No.
No. Well, at least now I understand it. I might make a little note there telling me what it is. Or when this is re-released, you can put a little footnote.
So
It's quarter to 12. As long as we're talking gigs, Eve, do you have anything coming up?
January 9th, I'll be at Arafis Espresso in Squirrel Hill with John Caldwell and a special guest to be announced.
Yeah, Eve and John have been doing these series there where you've got somebody else you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
How often are those?
We do it once a month, usually the second Saturdays, but sometimes it varies.
Now look for Eve there, who's a tremendous talent in her own right. I think we have time for a couple more. Okay, what would you like to do next?
We're going to do
Rosewood,
a song. This is a little town that I lived in, a community rather, in near Goldsboro, North Carolina, which is my mother's hometown, Goldsboro. So we lived here 1 year, the year my dad was in Vietnam. We lived in this little community. So I had some good memories and from this community, Rosewood.
hard to believe that a year and a town can yield a song with so much in it. You really have a great, I guess, frame of reference because you've moved around so mm-hmm. much, which helps as a songwriter. Now that you've been in Pittsburgh for a while, it helps too. I know I was looking through your CD as you were playing, and I'd forgotten about the song you wrote for your daughter, Petal on a Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And do you have other kids?
I do. I have four children.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. Are they younger mm-hmm. than that daughter?
She's the oldest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're all adults now, so.
Yeah. Gosh. To be able to find the time for music. Well, raising kids.
Well, when they were younger, it was hard. It was, I didn't write too often, but I remember writing that song for her. She was when she turned 13, and she was, I could see she was my first, and I could see she was growing up, and, just already started feeling sad, just melancholy about her, growing up and eventually leaving home. So I don't know. I guess, I don't know.
The first time it's funny, the moments like that.
Yeah.
The Beatles song, She's Leaving Home. Mm. Right.
Oh.
I remember, I was maybe about 10, I think, listening to that song really carefully for the first time and just, oh. crying like a baby. I mean, these songs about leaving mm-hmm. can be very, or whether it be physically leaving or just leaving, the world of totally dependent
right.
childhood to partially dependent childhood.
Right, yeah.
Well, thanks for being here, but to both of you. It's,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's just terrific.
It's great to be here.
We've linked to Sue's website at Sue Gartland, GARTLAND, like garland at Christmas time with mm-hmm. a T in the middle. but we've linked to it at SueGartland.com. You can find information about the Christmas CD, Christmas with Sue Gartland, and about Ford Fairlane. Eve performing January 9th with John Caldwell, right?
Yes.
Look for Sue at First Night. And what would you like to close up with?
This is a song. It's called Just Another Drop of Water. And it's a song I wrote for one of my children. I write a lot of songs for my kids. And my youngest son is a Marine and has done two terms in Iraq. So I wrote this for him when I found out that he was going back for the second time. And but I like to dedicate it to everybody that has a loved one in a dangerous place and just waiting for them to come home. So it's called Just Another Drop of Water. Skip a pebble across the ocean or drop a penny in the sea. That's how long that I will wait till you come back again to me. And should a star fall out of heaven, I'll make a wish for you and me. And we will be together, 'cause that's the way that it should be. Pour my tears into the ocean. Will it matter to the sea? It's just another drop of water that will bring you back to me. It's just another drop of water that will bring you back to me. I got a heartache that is breaking like waves against the sand. 'Cause there's a storm across the ocean that I do not understand. Yesterday I heard the thunder, and just today I heard the crash. With all this noise, it makes me wonder how long the storm is gonna last. So pour my tears into the ocean. Will it matter to the sea? It's just another drop of water that will bring you back to me. Tears into the ocean. It won't matter to
across the ocean or drop a penny in the sea. That's how long that I will wait till you come back again to me. And should a star fall out of heaven, I'll make a wish for you and me.
Sid Gartland and Eve Goodman, thank you so much for being here with us today. And happy holidays to you both.